Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a gentleman we call the Sultan of Safeties. Two games in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate it, and I made it just in time here for our show.
You sure did. I don't know where you were.
I was out on the freeway.
In the green room?
I just pulled off the freeway and I came in.
That's good. Glad to hear it. We're here every week at this time, and we come to you on our flagship 790 KABC, but radio stations all around the country on Sports Byline, on Sirius XM, Channel 217 XM, on Sirius 203 on XM, and online 967. And we're glad to have you with us also on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, how's your week going, Fred? I always ask you this. What have you been up to this week?
Well, I'm just doing a bunch of stuff. My grandkids are in town.
They are.
With not here in L.A., but in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
And they're there with their mother and
with your wonderful daughter, Kate.
And Kate. Yep. And Kate turned 39 on the 12th of the month.
Same age as me. Isn't that amazing?
39? You and Jack Benny.
Yes, exactly.
Incredible.
You're 39 as well, too.
Am I?
I think so.
I got it.
Last I looked.
Have to have a,
maybe it's 93. I can't
remember. Have a martini here tonight.
That's right? Good day. Figure that out. So did you get a chance to talk to the grandkids? Are they doing good in school?
Yes.
You got three grandkids, right? Two girls and one boy.
Yeah, that's correct.
Are they all there or just to the girls?
No, the Freddie is up in Oregon.
Little Freddie.
He's up there with his dad.
Have you taken your grandson, Freddie, under your wing and sort of talked to him about maybe continuing the Dreyer family legacy into football and sports and acting and that sort of thing?
No.
Just thought I'd ask.
I wouldn't do that to him.
The poor kids, that's true.
Keep him away from that football field.
By the way, you've got a big autograph signing thing coming up in Los Angeles, too, don't you? Coming up.
It's in Burbank.
In Burbank, and when is it? A couple of months? This month? Next month?
That's in June.
June. All right, we'll be telling
June
you more about 16th,
that. 16th, I think.
Come and meet Fred Dreyer, and I'm telling you, it's a thrill. I get little goosebumps every week just before we go to the show.
Isn't it fun?
Fred came in.
It's so fun to meet me.
Fred's in the building. Oh, Fred Dreyer, Hunter. Okay, that's good. By the way, that show Land's End is on television, and it is good.
Boy, was that Roku?
Your syndicated show. It was. I read your biography there, and it said it's not showing. It is showing. We'll have more for you on that, and so much more. Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. Got a lot to talk
about.
Welcome
aboard. Welcome aboard. Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about All Natural Ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase energy, memory, sleep, and it helps unlock your immune system. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. So go ahead, eat that pepperoni pizza without heartburn. And now you can try Balance 7 and get 50 $15 off your order. Free shipping, a money-back guarantee, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much. You know, I'm looking at my notes here, as I usually do, and I know we're going to get into this this pine tar. I call it pine tar, but you know, the Max Scherzer a situation where, you know, he's.
Do you want to start with it? Let's start with it. I think that's a fine thing that happened this last week. Max Scherzer's pitching for the Mets against the Dodgers. It's like fourth inning or whatever. And he, by the way, the Dodgers load the bases in that game, I think, early on. First inning or second inning or some can't score a run. So Max Scherzer, you know, when they come off the mound now, the umpires, and there's a lot of new umpires now in Major League Baseball, they check the pitcher's hand and maybe his belt and glove and everything. And they looked at Scherzer, I think, after the third inning, and they said, your glove's kind of sticky. You got to change gloves or whatever. So Scherzer goes and replaces glove, and then it comes back out and pitches in the fourth inning. And when he comes off, everything's sticky, and the umpire says, this is sticky. And Scherzer says, you know, this is rosin. It's, you know, I got rosin on here. And they say, well, you know, it's really sticky, and it's sticky on your hand, and it's sticky in the glove. We have a problem here, totally. And Scherzer starts getting a little more animated, and finally the umps throw him out of the game. Fourth inning, no chance for a victory here on this because he leaves in the fourth. And he's out of the game, and he shouts at them, it's rosin. And he says, and you heard this yourself. You heard that he said, I swore on my son's health that it was rosin. That means he's pretty sure, but you don't think that you should ever do that, right?
I don't think people should use their children as a wedge into making a point in an argument.
I agree with you. But anyway, he's gone. Who knows what's going to happen here if they'll, you know, they're discussing this all the time. But apparently, if the rosin gets wet, it tends to get sticky.
They've known that.
For a long time. Well, maybe not these new umpires.
Well, look, where have they been?
And that, studying.
And that's not the case.
Umpire school.
You're left to surmise that the idiocy part of the story lies with the umpires. You can't go to the mound or have the guy walk off the mound and go up to him and start looking at it and start quizzing him about what. And he says, "I'm using your rosin bag. I sweat. You can't keep me from sweating." Do you want to fine me for sweating? Do you want to fine me for using the rosin in conjunction with the sweat? I don't know what it is you want me to do. It's clear he had no intention of cheating or doctoring the baseball.
Well, and that's what Max Scherzer said. He was
That is Max Scherzer.
And he said that he was told to wash his hands, and he did that, and he did all the stuff they wanted to, then went back out there. Here, I'm going to play devil's advocate, though. If you need a little something extra sticky, and that probably happens to all pitchers out there, and you sweat more than the other guy, you know, if you grab yourself on the palm, you're not going to get too much sweat. But if you go back to the back of your neck or something, you might be able to work something up and get a little extra spin ratio on a ball.
You don't need to do any of this stuff.
What do you need to do?
You just need to continue using their rosin bag with your sweat.
And that's what he did.
Apparently,
that doesn't work anymore.
The league sanctioned that rosin bag.
Yes.
Everything that he was doing, he did according to the rules and the regulations of the government baseball franchise.
You love to use that term. Don't you?
It's what it is.
It's government.
Just take a peek at what's happening to
it.
It's all the way
baseball.
Down to government baseball. It's government football a couple months ago. But they told him when Scherzer explained to him to the umpire what was going on, he said, "I'm just doing what I'm following the rules," and the umpire said, "Well, go over there and let me see your glove, and then go over there and take some pine, linseed oil or whatever the heck it is, and get it off turpentine.
I believe alcohol.
It was rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol.
He said, take that and get all of that stuff off your hands.
Yes.
And get another glove.
That's right.
So he comes back with his hands clean,
shows him,
and another glove. The guy checks out the glove and goes, oh, yeah, you know. So because he had seen remnants in the glove, the old one that he got rid of, he said that was intentional.
And then
how can you keep the baseball out of your glove?
Well, you can't, but then Max decides to sweat some more and grab that rosin bag and make that mush that may change his spin ratio. Now, there was a reporter there. I think he's a very astute reporter. I heard him on ESPN. Dave Vasse was saying, because it was played at Dodger Stadium, and he said, hey, I don't think your spin ratio changed any. I don't know. He's got so many
figures
now. Yeah,
that's right. I heard that.
Dave counts the spins as it comes in, but apparently they can check spin ratio, and it hasn't changed any. But maybe this has been the advantage that Max Scherzer has used over the years. Rosin bag
Everybody
stickiness.
Has.
Maybe not everyone.
Well, everybody who's pitched.
Maybe not as much as Max.
No.
I'm just saying. I'm not being devil's advocate.
There wasn't anything he was doing. Well, don't play advocate. You have to come to some sort of a conclusion here.
Well, you can. That's why, because the Fred Dreyer show.
I am. It's very simple.
Yeah.
You know, the guy did everything according to the book, according to the sanctioned rules of rosin, sweat. It was in his in his glove, because the rosin was in Scherzer's hands and on the ball.
Okay, something must have been said
for them
that they got
to kick him out of the game. I'd sue him.
Well, we'll see. Happens here now. The rules are changing in all of baseball. This is a rule that's been around for a long time. Nobody's changed the use of the rosin bag or whatever. You can't go to your mouth and do all this kind of stuff. But apparently this was a big issue, and we'll be hearing more about this.
I asked you, I think, about a week or so ago.
What's that?
What the hell is going on with the pitchers being checked constantly? Why suddenly this last year? It started, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And now they haven't gotten rid of it.
So they continued it, yes.
So why are they doing that? So they can create problems like this? There's no mystery here. This is not something that, we finally caught these pitchers. And they're all in on it.
Well, they just double-checking because they don't want any cheating going on in baseball.
So
they continue to check, and everybody gets checked. With the game going so fast these days, they check them quicker. They go and they check them, and then somebody's got to get up into the batter's box.
There's got to be some sort of a rule that they have to check the gloves within a certain amount of time. Otherwise, you can't check it.
That's true, because you've got to call for a replay within 15 seconds of the play happening before they'll go and review
again, it. Again, you've now got bureaucracy running everything in
government
sports.
Baseball.
Everything.
Just like you've been saying. Well, so that was a big deal. I mean, that's kind
of. Well, it is a big deal because it's not a big deal, in fact, but it is if along the political construct of what's going on today in American culture and global culture.
You were a pitcher in high school and a big strapping right-hander. There were rosin bags. Did anybody ever mess around with you and they didn't check your – we used to use the regular rosin bag, right, when you were pitching in high school?
This was 1962.
I believe they invented rosin at that time, didn't they? I used it on my violin.
I was a high school in 62.
I was a violin virtuoso while you were out there on the mound. I played the Star Spangled Banner before some of your games.
I like the smell
games.
Of it, actually.
Of the Star Spangled Banner?
No.
Of the rosin, I know.
The rosin.
Yeah, it would be on the bow. If you played a cello or a bass or whatever, you would be smelling
it. And I do.
I know you do. You've played the fiddle. You've been a fiddle player for some time.
I've been fiddling around with
never mind. Stuff. We're going to have to take a break here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Follow Fred on Facebook. Fred, F-R-E-D, _ Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can find that's on Twitter. On Facebook, facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. And email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Send him emails. So I'll answer the things on the air. We'll get to our mailbag later in the show.
We're coming back to this topic, aren't we?
Are we? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about stealing and baseball.
We're going to milk everything out of this government attack.
Exactly.
On
we're going to stay with it here. So, you got any comments? Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Thanks so much for joining us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend.
Yes.
Don't forget you. We are on Facebook Live as well. We're on Sports Byline Radio.
We're everywhere.
CRN Digital Talk Radio. We're on Sirius XM, and we're on Roku Television, CRN Talk Television, Facebook Live. You can make some comments there and more. And a lot of people always like to say hi to you, Fred. We got some comments coming your way right now. Let's see. We got... Chris says, congrats. John says, Fred Dreyer, for commissioner of baseball, I would actually start watching again. Apparently, they like your comments, Fred. That comes to us from John, who phoned that.
Most people don't want interference at all. They won't. Just stay the hell away from my baseball.
Rachel says, hello, Fred Dreyer. Hello, Mike Horn. Thank you so much. I wanted to say hi to everybody. They're watching us on Facebook Live and from Birmingham, Alabama. They love the show.
Oh,
we've
good.
Got
Lee
saying hello from Cleveland, Ohio. We got Bruce likes the Jack Benny line, 39 and holding. You know, Lori says good afternoon from Iowa. Nikki's listening in Nebraska. For you people that like them, and for your buddy Vince Ferragamo played for Nebraska, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
The Cornhuskers
for about 15 minutes, and then
it was there.
And then he made a U-turn and got back on the highway.
So Bruce says hello to us. Let's see who else. Bernard is listening in Ottawa. You know, things going on.
We are all over the place, ladies and gentlemen.
And Chris says congrats to Buffalo Bills' Damar Hamlin for being cleared to return to the NFL.
Oh, that's the kid that almost died on the on the field.
Yeah. So it's great that he's cleared to go back to play again, huh?
Well, here's the other thing.
What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, he's been cleared, but, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. I know he's young. He wants to play. The upshot of all this is his health.
Right.
We don't need to, you know, emphasize that. But you do need to emphasize it when there's a possibility that certain things are overlooked that should not be overlooked. I want to know specifically. I want it spelled out. What caused him to almost die?
Right.
We saw the replay. We saw him get hit. We saw him kind of start to get up, and then he dropped again. He collapsed. And I want to know, can that happen again? And what are the odds of something like that happening again?
Yeah, you don't know because it's. We hope that you would know, but sometimes you just don't know. Nobody knows what things happen in life, and that was a scary thing, a scary moment for everybody. And to have him cleared to come back is a real positive sign, and I hope good for him, his family, and everyone. All the people were rooting for him. All of us that were rooting for him to get back in.
Well, if I'm his father, and I'm not,
yes,
I'm really stepping back. This happened last year. Was it November or December?
Yeah, towards the end of the season it was. Yeah. It was playoff games were at stake there.
I think so. I lose track of it. But you know, it's been six, seven months, let's say, and there hasn't been any release. I mean, if I'm in this this sport. I want to know what is happening to the protection that I could be receiving, and maybe I'm not aware of something. Meaning, this kid is going to be faced with the same problems, the same issues in playing that sport as he did this last time. Is this a fluke? If it's a one-time thing and it never happens to him again, which we hope, I don't see it as something that it can be overlooked
as much as he would like to have it overlooked.
Well, I think the thought of it is always there in your mind. You're always thinking about it in the background. Let me ask you this, because another related story is Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was considering retiring from the NFL after he had all those concussions.
Yes.
Now he's back playing again. You yourself had concussions. It was different, though, in your day. They had, like, they took you out and said, well, you explain it. When you had a concussion, they didn't pull you out of the game and you're out for a long period of time. They wanted you to get back in the game, didn't they?
Well, the coaches followed you to the sideline and were standing there while you tried to clear yourself. And then they come over and get up right in your face and said, are you okay? Can you go another round? Are you okay? Can you get out? Can you get out there? We need you. We got to have you.
And was it like Rocky Balboa or something? Come on, get out there, Rocky.
Rocky.
I mean, really, they got in your face and said, "Can you get out there again?" Huh?
Yeah, and they do it from the right reasons. Certainly,
they want you to play.
They want you to play.
But do they look at your eyes close up to see if you're going in circles or anything?
I remember I've had seven of these things.
I know you have
in pro football. And once in junior college. So I've had my share at every level of competition. I heard the doctors and one of the coaches as I was trying to come out of the ether on the side, on the field.
Right.
And they said, should we get him off the field? And he said, let's get him off the field. And we want to get him over here on the sideline and take a look at him. And then the official came over. I mean, listening to all this and putting together the puzzle.
It's not funny, but I just love the way you tell a story.
I thought it was hilarious.
So they're looking at you saying,
I knew that I'm not going to die.
But they're asking you, should we get him off the field?
Yeah,
they actually say that?
Off the field? Should we get him? What's wrong with him?
They at least got that little tent they take them into so they can talk in there. But you didn't have that tent during when you played, right?
No. We didn't have any of those wonderful moments that you have when you negotiate a collective bargaining agreement.
That's very true.
Is it possible if we have a tent on the sideline? No, you don't need that. You don't need a tent on the sideline. Just put your helmet on. Give him some water. You got any Gatorade? Give him some Gatorade, and he'll be all right.
So you get clocked. You're laying there, and they're debating whether they should get you off the field. And then what happens?
Yeah, he said, well, so where should we put him on the side? Just get him off the field, and then we can evaluate him. But it's so funny. You're in a fog, and
of course.
It's like a dream when when you hear other people that you know pretty damn well, and they're all kind of not arguing, but no one individual, like with this kid, no one individual is taking command of saying, this is what we're doing. There isn't
nobody taking
there's
charge.
There's not one singular voice.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, I'm in a primitive environment here.
You are. You're government football.
I'm a primitive environment. I could slip away and nobody would really
notice it. Is he still with us?
He goes, what happened to Fred Dwyer? Where is he? Can he go in? No, he's dead.
Don't say that.
He did. When did he die?
Was there like a wise guy that said, ask him where his ear is just to kind of screw around with you?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, point to your nose. How about
seven of these
point
you had, right? Seven of these. Seven concussions.
Seven that I was medically administered to.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And now when you have it, we have Ron Say here on the show, too, with his We'll See About That.
Yeah.
He was out like one day after getting cold-cocked with a Goose Gossage fastball or whatever, and he comes back in and hits home runs and everything, and LeSort is out there. I got the lineup here. I'm leaving a space for you. Leave a space all you want, Tommy. I don't know whether I'm coming back. But nowadays, you have to stay out for like a week. Look at the Dodgers guy, Will Smith, out forever.
You know how many times I was told in the youth part of my growth of sports and in football, is coaches would always say to you two things.
What?
If you have a concussion, you're not a football player until you have a concussion.
They'd tell you that.
And then they would also say, what's wrong with you? I have a knee operation. Yeah, you're not a football player until you have a knee operation. you know, like that's going to make me feel better. You know, I'm the one that has to go in there on a gurney. I'm on a gurney and looking at people. I have no idea who the hell they are or what they do or whatever it is. And I says, okay, I'm trusting that I'm with the right group. I mean, you didn't like make a left at the corridor down here.
And got the wrong ambulance.
And I'm now headed to the parking lot.
That's true. Waiting for an Uber. Yeah. No, it's like, so there's serious stuff over there. But that, they would actually, that was comfort to you during that era of football. It's like, you're not a football player unless you've had a concussion.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like my situation is now in the hands of people that I should feel at ease with.
Right.
And I didn't.
And did you?
And I didn't. I did not. No, I did not. And I think it just goes back, you know, to, you know, my dad hit me once.
I don't want to hear these stories. So that was an eighth concussion?
Yeah.
That was the eighth one?
It was just a short little punch, you know, and I flew into the sink.
So that's two.
So
one from the fist.
Oh, I know. I mean, you collect
that's
them.
That's nine.
You collect these things.
You two
collect
and one,
them along the way.
The all-pro defensive end, two concussions in 1 minute.
Listen, they stack up before you know it. You know.
I'm telling you.
But so this
thank goodness
this
we got
kid,
a break coming up here.
This kid has to have
yes.
a clearance, which they say
he does.
And he's fine.
He's
okay. But I want to know why. What specifically? Did they find something else in their x-rays? Or
they said he was reassured from his doctors he was not at greater risk of CTE due to his past concussions. He says they also told me CTE wasn't going to be a problem. It's only when you're constantly, you know, hitting your head against something.
Say that again?
He said, here's the quote. He said, they told me that CTE wasn't going to be a problem. It's only when you're constantly, you know, hitting your head against something.
Of course.
That's what they told him.
Of course.
I'd say retire.
I say retire. Get the hell away from these people.
We'll be back in the Fred Dryer Show Sports Lounge.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to try something new. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar and enjoy real Coke taste and zero sugar. Now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Try Coke Zero Sugar with your favorite food from Burger King. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. All Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar to enjoy spring your way at Burger King, where you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back. So there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current employee retention credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
And we're back here at the Fred Dreyer Show with yours truly, Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer, the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And now we come to you on radio. We're on radio all across the country on the Sports Byline Radio Network, on the CRN Digital Talk Radio Network. Mm-hmm. We're on Sirius XM, and we're also on television. So we're on Roku. Go to crntalk.com, and right on the homepage there, click on the picture of Fred Dreyer there, and you can find out all about the Fred Dreyer Show. And we also are on Facebook Live, so we have comments and things of that nature that come your way that you can comment on while we're doing the show. And we have a comment for you, Fred, because you asked the question, you know, what happened to Damar Hamlin? What was his diagnosis or whatever? Mm-hmm. And Chris came back and said the diagnosis was commotio cordis, which they say it's a rare cause of cardio arrest by a blow to the chest at a precise spot at the wrong time of a heartbeat. And so that's what was going on.
Okay.
Now, John also says, Fred, just wondering, how many of your own stunts did you do on Hunter? And saw an episode last week when Hunter was climbing fences, running after the sergeant there, and I can't imagine anybody having to do stunts for a guy who was in the NFL trenches for 13 years. Did you do many of your own stunts on that show?
I did a lot of the fight sequences myself in terms of the being in the cars when they spun out,
right?
Running, Russell Solberg was my stunt double.
Okay,
he was the rodeo guy.
Yep,
really good guy, and so he would take care of me. You know, he'd come over and say, "I'm going to shoot this scene. Anything you want me to do or not do." And you know that, you know, people sit there. It's always a classic to see if you can spot the stunt doubles in any of these action sequences. You know, and so he did a real good job for me, and we had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a key thing there. And you know, there's a tendency to want to do your own stuff, so you know some dangerous things can happen. Did you ever have a concussion on Hunter?
It's highly professional to make sure that you're communicating to your fan base that I'm totally given to my craft, as they say.
Yeah, you know? And so you did have a stunt double on the show, so it was between
Russell Solberg.
All right, Russell. Now, things have changed in baseball, and you and I, we were talking about this prior to the show this week again, on certain teams are starting to thrive under the new rules. On this show, we talked about, I don't know if I like this, pitch timer and all this stuff. I like it. The game's moved pretty well now, but now it seems like with the new alignment where we got players back where they should be, it's in second base instead of halfway out into right field, and the shift going all the way to the left or all the way to the right. So now it's become a chance for teams with speed to steal bases. And here's one example our producer, Jeremy Dayton, pulled up. Jorge Mateo, he's on the Baltimore Orioles. Over the weekend, he's got a chance to lead the league in stolen bases, maybe steal even 81-plus bags this year. Anyway, he steals against the White Sox, gets to second base, and through a translator, he says, "I was already thinking of ways to steal third." And they turn the game around because of the speed. And now you get a base hit, you're on second base, and pretty soon things are happening, and you make things mm-hmm. break through. Teams should start looking at who are the fast guys on their squads, would you agree, and get them to start moving on the bases?
Look, yes, I agree with you. But for the folks here at home listening, there's nothing about baseball's 150 years that has not been thought through and tried, and everybody knows how to steal bases. Everybody does. Everybody's been coached in stealing bases. And for the most part, you know, the teams, the organizations like the Dodgers, their philosophy has changed over the years. They would rather not risk having an out occur on the base pass.
Right.
Okay. So that's the problem the Dodgers have had over the last.
They haven't been stealing bases.
They have no. You know, they had one guy years ago, Maury Wills.
Maury Wills set the record.
All you need is one guy.
Yep.
To cause a lot of problems for the opposing pitcher.
No real home run hitters on those early 60s. No, I think 62,
they
stole 104 bases.
They lose 1-0 or win 2-1.
He'd get a walk, steal second, somebody'd bunt him over to third, and then he'd score. I mean, he even stole home a few times. It's amazing.
Yeah, but all of these rules now to reintroduce. We're now going to encourage everybody to steal. Well, not everybody can steal. You know,
that's
the
true.
32 teams.
Not everybody can bunt.
Not everybody can bunt because it's not taught. The organizations realize that if we're going to go to training camp, if we're going to go to spring training, and we don't practice and home in on stealing bases during the season, I'm not teaching it to these guys during the summer.
The Giants were bunting in series. That team's been bunting. They don't have the power hitters that maybe they once had, and so they're starting to steal and bunt. You got to play with what you got.
Yeah, but that's encouraged by the organization from top down.
That's right. Now, they're saying that some of the teams who have that speed are taking advantage of base-stealing conditions that many are saying are the best in modern Major League history. So I think find those speedsters on your team and let them run loose a little bit, for gosh sakes.
They know who they are. All of these, like Dodgers, good teams have good farm systems.
Yes.
They know how fast a guy is. They know they time you from home to first, to second, to third, back to home again. They know who can run the bases.
That's it.
And they always talk about, you got to be smart. You got to be smart on the base paths. Why? You're not encouraging people to excel during the games or during the season. So why are you telling me that now suddenly, you know, now they're going to change these rules? Now they've made the bases 1.5 inches on each side.
There you go.
Bigger. For what damn reason?
Gets you there quicker.
An inch and a half makes the game go by faster.
You've seen those bang bang plays that happen at the bases there.
Yeah.
When you were in high school, did they take you through stealing and running and stuff like that, drills?
No, they didn't have enough time for all that stuff in high school.
Right. Well, they used to in spring training back in the old days. Now they don't. So, you know, how about football training camp? Did they have you guys running a lot? The guy with the stopwatch timing to see how fast you could run?
If I were to let you know, we've been through this before, what is taught and what the regimen is in pro football training camp
as it is
now, it's like – It's like a church picnic.
A church picnic, that's it? Really?
It's a church picnic.
Yes.
And it's such a waste of time what they do. They don't teach people anything. You know what they say, that training camp, summer camp, is for pitchers and catchers. That's what it's really for. It's not for the guys hitting in a cage or playing fungo or hit me some pop-ups, you know. That stuff, it goes by the wayside. Well, the same thing is true for any other sport that you do. In football, we don't waste time doing things that are a waste of time. We're doing these things. Everything that we're taught, everything that we do, everything that we practice is aimed at a specific part of your job description.
Right. But even though in baseball now, certain teams are known for, you know, when we're doing the shifts and all that, everybody had to hit home runs. That was the big deal. Now we may be stealing bases or bunting. Shouldn't some teams rethink their philosophy now when they see how the game is changing and maybe passing them by?
It's too late.
You think it's too late to change?
It's too late now.
Yeah.
It's got to be. The Oakland A's.
Yeah.
Ricky Henderson.
Yeah.
And you had about – and all these fast guys that they had. They won games in the 70s and the 80s.
Of course,
based on their acumen on the base pass.
Right.
And the Dodgers, it's just the opposite.
They were winning with home runs.
To this day, I think the Dodgers have 2 stolen bases.
I think you're probably right. And the season's moving along here a little bit as well, too. So we'll see what goes on. Again, it's early on. We'll see what happens. But we'll make things going there. Now, let's get into our email bag, if we could. You want to take a few?
Let's
and you can follow Fred again. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and then on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, @CRNTalk.com. Now, Camilla says, next week, one of my brothers, Francis, is celebrating his 21st birthday. He, Fred Dreyer, is your biggest fan, likes very much to watch Hunter. We'd very like to make him a surprise. Would you say happy birthday to him here on the show?
Francis, happy birthday. How old is he there?
Going to be 21.
21. God bless you. I remember when I was 21, and people had to remind me that I was 21.
When you were 21, did you like take off to Vegas or whatever to get your first cocktail?
I didn't have to drive that far.
Very good.
But happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Now, Mumbles is saying, does anyone know if I can watch Hunter on a streaming service because I need some Fred Dreyer in my life?
You were just talking about
that. Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking, the Hunter is on right now on, what's the channel you're watching it on all the time?
Get TV.
It's on there.
That's the Spectrum cable system.
Yeah, it's on all cable systems. If you get Get TV, you can get it. And Lucas is saying that Hunter theme song kills every time I hear that. I want to imagine I'm Fred Dreyer making major stops, and he says that's how much it rocks. So who was that, a Mike Post theme? Who did the theme of Hunter?
Mike Post, yeah. That was their stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
he did all of Steve Cannell's stuff.
Yeah, no, but Hunter was not your first TV show. Were you on Friends first, or what was not Friends? You were on
Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah, was that your first time? What was your first acting experience when you got out of the broadcast booth? I was reading it somewhere, and it said that it was, Cheers. Cheers maybe was before Hunter?
That was one of the most prolific ones.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, that was the most important one.
You were a love interest in that show, right?
For
Ted Danson? Who was it? I can't remember.
Yes, it was Ted.
No, it was for whatever her name was that was in there. You were the ex-boyfriend, right?
Laverne.
Well, Laverne and Shirley, you were on in that show, too. And you were Laverne's love interest?
Same characters.
The same characters? Well, different from Cheers.
Yeah, a little bit. Cheers, but Shelley Long.
That's it. Shelley Long and Cheers. Thank you very much.
Shelley Long and Cheers.
Yeah.
Gosh, she was only there for, I think, 2 years, and then she left.
Yeah,
to do movies.
Yeah.
And she wound up not doing anything.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you make a move and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Don't.
You know, Good Time Charlie, he's got the blues.
That's all
I got to say. So if you want to write to Fred, please email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Don't forget, we're here every week at this time. And check us out, too, at TheFredDreyerShow.com. All the information we're talking about is there as well as to how you can check out Fred on TV. And your appearance coming up at the signing show is going to be in Burbank, California. We'll have details for you. It's coming up in June. Some people are saying on the here at the Facebook Live, saying, well, I want to get you together with Stephanie Kramer. She's going to be there again, isn't she? Signing
autographs. Oh, yeah. She and I are going. We've all signed up.
Going to be sign mates right next to each other, so you can get them both. All
right.
Take a break. Come back with more. Thanks for joining us on The Fred Dreyer Show.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
And we're back here with the Fred Dreyer Show. Yours truly, Michael Horn. Glad to have everybody tuned in with us. A couple of items of business here, Fred, just to get things going. We had a note here from John. Said Hunter's also on Tubi, T-U-B-I, if you have that streaming service.
Yeah, I hear
service.
Some people about that.
Yeah, it's good. And Pam says, hi, Fred and Mike from Georgia. Love to watch Hunter. I'm planning on attending this year's Hollywood show in California.
Very good.
Hope to meet you and Stephanie. And Pam usually sends us some great pictures. We didn't have any this week, but we love it when she does and post them up at the FredDreyerShow.com website. All right, so Fred, yeah. Jalen Hurts agrees to a new deal. Going back to your days in football, $255 million.
And he did it so easily.
$255 million deal. It's a contract extension, and they say it's the biggest contract in terms of average annual value in NFL history. Deshaun Watson's $230 million contract, and it had massages with it too, I think, signed last year with the Cleveland Browns. That's fully guaranteed, still the biggest in terms of guaranteed money. If I was a team owner, I know you got to have the best players, but would you guarantee this money? What if the guy's knee blows out? What if something happens? I mean, you got to be thinking a little bit. I guess they got insurance to protect him, but that's a lot of insurance money to spend.
Well, I mean, look, it's their game. The owners have built this game, and it's a great game. They have the rules, regulations, and they want the players to sign their contracts. And they all eventually do. Give them a lot of money up front, write it off if they get hurt, and then you don't have to pledge any type of coverage, any insurance, any type of guarantee if they can't play anymore.
Or you can just retire and do a radio show.
That's what you do.
That's what I'm going to do also.
That's what you do.
That's good. Hey, we'll see you next week. We're here every week at this time right here on this channel. Email Fred Dreyer, Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. On Twitter, you can follow Fred_Dreyer, and facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget his website, thefreddreyershow.com.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
It's great to be with you always, folks, and we look forward to doing it once again.
We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye-bye.